So yeah, I briefly read about you in that Scottish, you know, brochure.
Yes.
That you're basically data, like, you are all part of this digitization of oil fields.
Yes.
In terms of how everything is going, analytics, digital, getting like digital solutions, you know, increase productivity, and you're part of that.
That's right. So we're here as part of the Data Lab sort of delegation within the Scottish Pavilion. So the Data Lab worked with the University of Edinburgh to bring together academia and business, really.
All right.
So Brainwave, typically, we have a cloud platform that typically helps strategy, business development, marketing teams, leadership with ensuring that the right information is exposed at the right time to the right people.
Right.
So
cloud-based.
We're a cloud-based platform, which we've called Ossian, which is the name of one of the lakes, the lochs in Scotland. Now, we're working with companies like Agreco and Wood. And so, like I say, what we're doing is they have access to a lot of data, whether that's paid for or open source, free. It can be news items. It can be databases that they pay for. Subscriptions to the likes of IIR, EIC, I don't know if you're familiar with those, Platts, etc. And, of course, this data comes in so many different forms that if my job is, you know, business development or marketing, I don't want to have to spend too much time searching for bits of information in lots of different places. So the idea is that by bringing it all together through our middleware and then overlaying different layers of information, you can make the data tell you stories and support your decision making. So that means, for example, thinking about Agreco, we're helping them to qualify project opportunities and prospects. So to understand, do they need our product? And what that means is, with some of the databases that they pay for with projects, we bring together, we look at, is the project at the right stage that they're looking at energy? Is the project the right size? Not too big, not too small for them. Is it a sufficient debt ratio? Because if it's high debt, they're more likely to rent energy than to spend capex on it. And finally, is it close to a power line? If it is, it's less likely that they're going to rent energy, so they're looking for projects that are far away from a power line. So all this data is being overlaid, and then we can rank these and say, right, so in this region, let's say Gulf of Mexico or West Africa or wherever, here's your top 50 opportunities ranked according to the parameters and the importance you give to them. So that's just one example of how we're helping companies work better with data. Some exciting stuff we're doing is around gas flaring data. We have satellite imagery where we can measure the amount of gas and how consistently it's being flared, because Agreco have technology to transform flared gas into power. And if they can understand where it's being flared and what the projects are that are generating this flared gas, they can then approach those projects and say, hey, we can help you get, you know, dispose, you know, reduce the amount of flaring that you have to put out there. So Brainwave was founded by data intelligence specialists with a background in military intelligence, in fact, in the US. And, you know, the aim is to apply that kind of rigor where you go very quickly from analysis to a decision and execute it. We're trying to bring that into the business world.
Gas flaring would be a good solution, because I know I worked in the fields too, and I saw how much like they burn gas. Definitely. And they say like they can't even, there's no way to like capture it or do it efficiently or economically.
That's right, and it's increasingly penalized now. Yeah. So
definitely some solution needs to be done for that.
Yep. So look, we've been around more than 3 years now. We're headquartered in Edinburgh. I'm in London working on growing the business from there. This is our first OTC, but making a lot of very good contacts. You know, typically we look to meet senior leadership, strategy, business development teams, and marketing. They're the ones who tend to use our system the most.
So who are your customers?
So we really operate in two quite distinct fields. One is natural resources, so yeah. oil and gas, mining, utilities.
Yeah.
And another, which is a very different field, is actually in housing associations in the UK, but that's a much more localized business.
So out of like those oil companies, you're talking about producers?
No, so mainly supply chain, so the likes of Wood and Aggreko.
Oh, okay, you don't work with like with Schlumberger type of companies, Schlumberger, Halliburton.
No, so we're definitely having conversations with those companies, but not working with them to date.
Uh-huh. What about companies like BP?
Right, again, we're having conversations, and you know, any software company, at the end of the day, we want to solve problems for people, you know. So, obviously, if we can apply our technology to solving issues for oil operators as opposed to supply chain, obviously, we'd be happy to look at that.
That's cool. That's so how big is your company now? Is it like a startup?
Yeah, so we've been around, like I said, 3 years. The numbers have moved. There's about, I believe it's 17 of us now. There's a, and it ranges from consultants to Python developers to geospatial specialists.
So yeah, I mean, I guess me as a recent student, I'm interested in like how recent students can join, you know, this industry too.
Mm.
What do students need to do, like to enter the industry?
Well, first of all, so you have certainly in Scotland, there's a big push to help young people find jobs in data science, but also for businesses to find the right graduates to come and work. So once again, the Data Lab with the University of Edinburgh and Robert Gordon is very active in precisely this. So the government's investing a lot to make this happen. So at Brainwave, we know that we have access to some very bright PhDs for specific projects.
You only consider PhDs?
No, of course not.
But like, basically, if you major in computer science, you have a good shot.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously a field where there's more and more demand. But again, the challenge is matching up the needs with the supply of people and skills. You know, I believe, you know, there's more and more data science masters courses, etc. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to match up that supply and demand.
I was in petroleum engineering for a while, almost in 8-7 years. Still didn't get any opportunities, the reality. And soon it'll be like almost 10 years I'm in this industry and I'm like not even close to anything related to my university major. So I'm thinking like, what's next for me? And I was getting like good mathematics education, good, I like computers. I was thinking to go into computer science as a major and try myself in that direction.
Yep, makes sense.
Yeah, because I also like can't be somewhere forever and not like not being part of it. You know? Yeah, so that's where I am. I don't know how big oil industry is there in UK.
In the UK?
Yeah,
well,
with
the North Sea? Very big.
Yeah. Students able to find work?
So there's a big community in around Aberdeen. So if you think about, you know, the Scottish Pavilion, we've got the UK Pavilion just there, very active. The UK with the Energy Industries Council, who helps companies in the supply chain to find business opportunities. You know, companies like Wood, who are based in Aberdeen, that's their headquarters.
Yeah, that's good. And what's your background yourself?
Myself, I graduated in mathematics a long time ago. From Sussex
Masters?
University in the UK.
Yes,
so an M-Math it's called, which is a cross between, it's a four-year undergrad course actually, but they call it M-Math.
Okay.
Yep. Although at my level, in my role, I don't really need to do much maths. It's more about understanding the customer's problems and how to resolve them. So I'm aware of the technology and the kind of things we can do, but we have people in the team who are way more advanced than I'll ever be. Who understand the mathematics.
And you also know programming?
Myself personally, only a little bit. I wouldn't. I would never go in and code for Brainwave. But we have people who are very strong programmers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think particularly within the Scottish community, we've had some good success, and now we want to expand globally and up and down the supply chain as well. And we're covering oil and gas as well as mining and utilities.
Yeah, my classmate from Kazakhstan, he lives in London now.
Okay.
He was able to move there.
Okay.
He's an architect.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, so you live in London.
I live in London myself, yes. Great. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I guess so you're trying to learn more about just oil and gas, right? Because for your company to be successful, you need to like understand this industry too, right?
Yes.
The type of data they need, type of solutions they need. You kind of like studied, how you studied company-wise on your own.
Yeah, so look, there's only one way to learn really, and that's by getting your hands dirty. And so using, you know, specific case studies of use cases that the companies are grappling with, you know, so specific projects, understanding what are the project stages, what are the, you know, who are the contractors, what types of work do they need done on these projects, and then the energy needs that they have. So, you know, there's nothing formal about it, but more asking questions, a lot of questions, typical business analysis activities, and then translating them for the business. For our development team. The other thing worth mentioning is that we take a very agile approach to the development. So it tends to be very short sprints where we try to add value, demonstrate the value to the users as quickly as possible, in order to get people on board from our customers. Right. So if we can show very quickly that we can execute on a specific need that they have, and then they see, okay, well, this is just a quite a specific area, but Brainwave have succeeded in plugging a gap in how we do things, then they'll be much more happy to keep going and to keep building on that from them. So that works very well, we find, with our customers.
And I guess like these conferences like that, do you find it useful?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, again, with the Scottish Pavilion and the UK Pavilion with the EIC, it's great to be part of a community, right?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I think oil and gas is a very it's an industry which is based on credibility and relationships, you know, more than most. So it's very important for us to demonstrate that by always being part of this activity that happens, right? So, you know, as people see us again and again at various events, we become more and more credible in the eyes.
Do you plan to attend more events like that?
Absolutely. So we'll be in Offshore Europe event in Aberdeen. We'll be at ADIPEC in Abu Dhabi. We'll be exhibiting there. Various others as well.
Are you going to ATCE, SP in Calgary?
No, that's not aware.
You should go there.
Okay. Well, I think right now our calendar, we've already got quite a few.
It'll be early October.
Okay. No, I'm not.
Not because you need, it's the biggest event in oil industry.
What's it called?
ATCE, SPE.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, because like, that's where you'll find more opportunities. Yeah. That's where oil is. Well, that's the center of oil.
Right, I understand. Yeah. So we tend to, at these conferences, align ourselves with like the Scottish Development International, with the EIC for the UK. So, you know, we tend to find where they are and be part of their delegation. Because it helps to be part of that community.
Yeah, so what advice would you have get like young students or young professionals as far as like being part of the data analytics?
I mean obviously the first thing is that there's now courses out there, you know,
just learn online stuff.
You learn online and yeah, get involved. I mean there's plenty of problems that need solving. You know, and never forget that at the end of the day you need to start with a customer problem.
Yeah, understand both sides, understand what customer needs, understand your own stuff, what
what my data solutions can bring to the customers.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's no good just building castles in the sky if it's not solving a real problem for people. Yeah. So, you know, first and foremost, that's what we're here for, is to solve customer problems. And I think that's true of any successful software business, right?
Yeah.